Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies, and welcome to a brand new episode. So we are jumping into this episode off the back of last week's episode, where I shared some of my favorite wellness hacks that help keep my vibration high. Not really hacks, I guess, just habits, things that I do consistently that I find really, really help. So if you haven't yet checked out that episode, I would suggest going back a week and starting there. But for this week's episode, where I want to start is something that I have started doing now as a daily practice, something that I do quite early in the morning, and that is having a mushroom supplement. So you may have heard of the power and the benefits of adaptogenic functional mushrooms. So these are things like lion's mane, chaga mushrooms. There's lots of different varieties and each have various different properties. So if you listen to last week's episode, you'll know that I love just trying things out to see if they work for me. And some things I find really do, and I, you know, consistent with them, and other things I feel like maybe this for me was a bit of a fad and they don't really form a continuous part of my daily routine. But mushroom powders for me have, I found, I've had a really big knock-on impact. First of all, in terms of my energy, let's just start there. Mushroom powders can typically be added into things like your coffee, or you can drink them alone, or you could add them into a tea. And I found that combining my mushroom powder with my morning coffee is a great, great boost to my energetic levels. But I started to notice something else. And this kind of only really happened when I ran out. I forgot to reorder the mushroom powder that I use, and I ran out of it. And I just went through this period where what I can only really describe as a bit of brain fog. Now, obviously, there's lots of different things that can influence our energy and, you know, our brain capacity. So I don't necessarily want to say that the not taking the mushroom powder was the cause, but it was very interesting that during this period, I just felt like I was really disconnected from my creativity. I was really struggling to come up with sort of ideas in meetings and things. Normally, I'm kind of, my mind is going a million miles per hour in terms of ideas, in terms of creativity, in terms of the future for the business, things that I want to create, things that I want to write about. I'm normally like full of these ideas, and it just felt like all of a sudden it was just this brain fog. And maybe you've experienced this before, where it just feels like you can't really think about what you want to say or what you want to write, or you don't feel like, you know, you're feeling creative at all. You're feeling like you're disconnected from your intuition. And then alongside that comes this sense of perhaps fatigue, perhaps just feeling that sort of feeling drained, I guess. So it was really interesting because this brain fog period happened at the time when I wasn't having my morning mushroom powder. So I thought, this is interesting. Let me just explore this a little bit more, because up until this point, I had really just kind of been adding it in and it had been making me feel energetic, but I hadn't really given too much thought about it. So I started to do a little bit of research. What I discovered was lion's mane has all of these wonderful neuroprotective effects. So it basically exhibits these potent antioxidant properties, which can then actually help protect brain cells from oxidative stress and inflammation. And by reducing cellular damage, this functional mushroom, lion's mane, it can also then perhaps aid in preserving memory and cognitive function. So there's been all of these studies that are starting to show the correlation between lion's mane mushroom and the improvement of our brain cells. So I was really, really fascinated by this when I started doing my research. If I'm being completely honest, when I first got the mushroom powders, I was probably just jumping on the trend a little bit because I'd seen them on social media. I'd seen people that I follow online using them. and saying, you know, how beneficial they are for your energy. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. But when I started to dig a little bit deeper, the research really was fascinating. And what I was particularly drawn to is the evidence that suggests that lion's mane can actually improve neuroplasticity. So neuroplasticity is our brain's ability to change and adapt in response to learning new things. And this is obviously very important from a mindset point of view, because if we are wanting to change unwanted beliefs, limiting beliefs, negative thoughts we have about ourselves, if we want to step into a new identity, it's neuroplasticity that's going to allow for that. Okay, so Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this a lot in his work, and I'm really fascinated actually by his work, and I love the way that he takes principles such as the law of attraction and really kind of analyzes them from a more scientific standpoint. For me, that kind of really, really resonated. So yeah, if you're not familiar with Dr. Joe Dispenza, I would suggest going and checking out his work. But he talks about neuroplasticity a lot. And he talks about how in order to create a new life for ourselves, we have to step into this new identity. So we have to let go of who we were to become who we're meant to be and to create the life that we want. So we can either get up in the morning and keep doing the same things over and over again, keep repeating the same patterns of behavior. And then ultimately what we're doing is we're creating the same type of life, because what we're doing is our brain is reinforcing the existing pathways based upon what's happening in our environment and based upon our responses to whatever is going on around us. So these same pathways keep firing. But neuroplasticity allows us to change the pathways of our neurons and start creating new patterns of behavior and therefore creating a new identity and therefore creating a new life. So neuroplasticity is super important from a manifestation point of view, of creating the life that you want point of view. So to hear that lion's mane can actually help with this, I found was really, really fascinating. So what I decided to start doing, so we also know science has proven that meditation also is an opportunity for us to literally rewire our brains. So this is where neuroplasticity can really kick in. So for me, being able to combine my morning cup of lion's mane with meditation, for me, I believe can be really, really powerful. So when we are in a meditative state, scientists have now shown that we can actually reroute the neural pathways that regulate our emotions, our thoughts, our reactions. And this means that we can create new neural pathways, basically these roads in our brain that lead us to being more compassionate, being more grateful, more joy, instead of keep bringing us back to anxiety, fear, anger. So what we're essentially doing through meditation is reprogramming our brain's automatic response. So adding in something like meditation, which has been shown to help with neuroplasticity, combining that with something like lion's mane, for me, it's almost like the deadly duo. So I just actually want to share how I find this works for me in terms of weaving it into my routine, because something else, and I've spoken about this before, is something else, a little wellness hack, is the celery juice. So I first discovered this from Medical Medium. Yeah, he's like huge on social media. You've probably heard of him, but he talks about the benefits of lots of different things, but his kind of big thing is the celery juice. Celery juice is literally just celery. I had somebody actually message me the other day because I spoke about it in my book, and they said, how do you make celery juice? And it's literally just celery put through a juicer. Ideally a juicer rather than a blender, because yeah, if you have the chunks of celery in, I don't think it tastes that great. But that's kind of been how I've started my day for a long while now. But then you kind of discover all of these other things and you're like, well, I've got to celery juice, and you know, I've got to do a lemon water, and I've got to do my collagen powder, and I've also got to do my lion's mane or my mushroom powder. So it's like, how do you start to fit in all of these different things when you know all of them could be beneficial, but obviously there's only so much you can drink in a day. So I typically, what I will do is my first drink will always be my celery juice. So this will be the first thing that I put into my body when I first get up. And then I'll sort of get myself ready. If I'm getting up before the children to kind of do a bit of a morning routine, I will then sort of get myself ready a little bit, set up my space wherever I'm going to do my morning ritual, and just let that celery juice settle. And then I might do some journaling. I might do some sort of looking at my vision board, do some breath work. And then before I do the meditation, I will then have my coffee with my lion's mane powder. So the idea is I'm getting the combination, both of these supporting neuroplasticity. So the combination of both the lion's mane and the meditation to help me start firing up some new neural pathways in my brain to get me focusing on what I want, creating the life that I want, and really manifesting the things that I'm calling in into my life. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, and this again is something that you have to ingest. So it feels like a lot of what I'm talking about are the things that I'm putting into my body. But I, as I said, I feel like these things really do have a big impact on my energy and my vibration. So what I want to talk about is algae. So specifically spirulina and chlorella. Now, I'm obviously, with full disclosure, certainly no expert on these things. But before I get something, I tend to do a little bit of research. Normally, when I buy into something, it's 9 times out of 10, it's probably because I've listened to a podcast on it. And so I'm trying to think now what podcast it was. In fact, I can very quickly just look and see if I can find the episode, because I'm pretty sure I will probably have it saved. Yeah, normally I hear something or I read something and I'm like, this is going to be something that I will try. And again, I will give it a go, and it will either become a consistent part of my routine or it won't at all. I'm very much an all or nothing person, I find, with these wellness practices. I'm kind of doing something and I'm all in, or I give it a go and I'm like, no, that isn't for me. What I will do, I will actually link the podcast that I first listened to. I will link it in the show notes, because this podcast episode that I listened to, it was kind of the first thing that really opened my eyes up to spirulina and chlorella. And it was really fascinating, some of the information that was shared on that podcast. Now, something that was kind of a big thing for me was the fact that, let's take spirulina, for example, 1 gram of spirulina is equivalent to 1 kilogram of fruit and vegetables. So it's essentially allowing your body to reap all of these benefits of having bags and bags of fruits and vegetables in just 1 tiny tablet. So I'm all for trying to put as much into my body as possible in terms of nutrients, in terms of antioxidants. So for me, if I can take something in tablet form, I obviously still have a very good diet in terms of I incorporate lots of organic fruit and veg into my diet anyway, but this for me is just going to heighten and add to anything that I'm already putting into my body. What is actually really fascinating about spirulina in particular is that it's actually considered the only complete and natural single food source of all essential nutrients. So it actually contains more than 100 natural nutrients. It's packed with protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, your omegas, all of these wonderful things. So it's considered the only complete single source of all essential nutrients, because it has all of the essential acids, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals. So really it is, you know, nature's medicine. And again, these are things which we can go into sort of the benefits of it. If we think about, you know, better nutrition, boosting our immune system, boosting our energy, prevention of certain types of cancers. Studies have actually shown that spirulina enhances our natural killer cells in the human body. So these are the cells that actually attack and destroy cancer cells. It helps regulate our cholesterol, can also assist with things like pain management, heart disease prevention. There are so many wonderful benefits when you start sort of digging into these things. It's like, well, why wouldn't you take them? And actually, in terms of a supplement, I don't think they're actually technically a supplement. If I remember the podcast that I listened to correctly, because they're filled with all of these things, they're actually a food category in themselves. And the lady that was on the podcast, she actually says that she just eats 1 meal a day and she basically macrodoses on spirulina and chlorella tablets as a way to get her nutrients in. But yes, but going back to what I was saying, in terms of a supplement, a tablet, they're actually relatively cheap compared to what else is on there out there on the market. So, you know, you can get a really huge bag of these tablets, which you can take daily, and really in comparison to the cost of some vitamins and tablets and things that you find, yeah, it's actually a relatively cheap product. For me, the biggest thing has just been noticing the huge shift in my energy, and more importantly, I think my immunity. I've got children that are quite small, they're at nursery, they're at school, so they're bringing home all of these different kinds of bugs. And when we first moved to Spain, it felt like we were just constantly getting ill. I think mainly because the kids were exposed to all of these new bugs, being in a foreign country. So we were constantly ill. And, you know, the worst thing, obviously, as a parent is when your kids are ill, but then you're ill and you feel like you can't look after them properly. So for me, like anything that's going to boost my immunity and stop me from getting sick is always going to be a winner. And I've definitely found since incorporating these into my daily practice, I've really, touch wood, really avoided any major illness, even though my kids will still often get sick. So yes, that is my next wellness tip or wellness habit, should I say. And then the final thing that I want to mention is the benefits of using a sauna frequently. Now, again, something that, as I mentioned in last week's episode, my husband and I, we like to go to this spa that's close to where we live, and there they have lots of different saunas and steam rooms. And oh, I absolutely, that for me is just one of my favorite things to do as a way to kind of unwind, relax, and just kind of switch off. But I started to get really interesting with the actual benefits of sauna rather than just it being a relaxing thing. Where we live in Spain, there's a lot of Swedish. So there's a very big Swedish community here. And the Swedes and I think Scandinavians in general, they all just love saunas. And so many of them actually have a sauna in their home. So I was quite sort of fascinated by this. And, you know, because it's one thing to do it at a spa, but it's another thing to have one in your home and for that to become a sort of daily ritual for you. So again, I was getting fascinated by this and I started to sort of dive deeper into the benefits of sauna. And obviously, you know, we think about sauna, it gets your body sweating. And this sweat then helps you release toxins like chemicals, can even actually help release heavy metals that are stored within the body. So it's just kind of getting out all of that. For me, it's that negative energy, that toxic energy, which that release is then the knock-on effect of that for me is that it really then helps to raise your vibration. So we did contemplate at one point, we're like, do we install a sauna in the house? And we're still kind of weighing up the idea about whether that's going to happen because we're in the process. We renovated our whole home last year now. And we are pretty much there, but we've not completed certain areas. And one of the areas is going to be sort of our gym wellness area, which at the moment is just a blank canvas. It's just an empty space. We've not done anything with it. And so that kind of is our next project. And we're still trying to figure out like what we want from that, what to put in it. And we've kind of toyed with the idea of do we put in a sauna in there? So that's kind of been our thinking. But what I've also got in the meantime, which I'm like, this is, why did I not get one of these sooner, is an infrared sauna blanket. Now, for me, this is actually a better solution because whilst I do love taking a sauna, I find that my face really cannot withstand that much heat. So I struggle with rosacea, so quite sort of naturally quite pink face anyway. And it's almost like as soon as I go into any sort of extreme heat, my face cannot withstand it. So my body is fine, but it's my face that gets too hot. And therefore, I can never really stay in a sauna for too long. So I never really get to that really intense sweating point, which is where the benefits are really going to kick in, just because I cannot hack the heat on my face. So for me, the sauna blanket is a better alternative because it means that my face can actually be poking out and I still get all of the amazing benefits on my body as well. So let's just go into what I've seen to be the benefits of using the infrared sauna blanket. Well, I think first things first, it's just the mental boost that it gives. For me, it's something that helps me feel more relaxed. It's really helped if I've ever felt quite like anxious or stressed. I find that the sauna blanket can really help with that. And I found that it's also had a positive impact on my sleep. I am somebody that's never previously really struggled with my sleep until my whole sort of sleep pattern was just completely destroyed by my kids, basically. My youngest daughter has slept very, very well, but my eldest two, they co-slept, they are constantly in our bed, they struggle to get to sleep at night, we have very much a broken sleep most nights, and I think because of that kind of continuous broken sleep over time, I now really struggle to get to sleep at night, even though I'm often quite exhausted. So I found for me, just helping me actually get to sleep a lot quicker, the infrared sauna blanket can really, really help with that. From a physical side, the infrared saunas, they're said to help reduce inflammation, help with muscle recovery, soothing joint pain. So when it comes to my exercise, to be honest, I don't think do anything particularly strenuous. Pilates, yoga, they're quite gentle. Paddle is not the most strenuous thing in the world. So I never really struggle too much. But I think when any time you're doing physical exercise to kind of have that relaxation of the muscles is really, really important. I just want to reiterate, though, these wellness practices that I've shared, like I'm certainly no expert on any of these things. I just gravitate to the things that I feel work for me. Maybe I discover them first of all because they perhaps are a bit of a trend, but I certainly won't stick with something just because it is a trend if I feel like it isn't working. Having said that, I do think consistency is key with a lot of these things. You know, trying things once and saying, well, this doesn't work. I think it's, you know, giving something a chance. So trying it, I normally say, for at least 30 days. For me, that normally is a very good indication of whether I'm going to follow through with something. You know, I will try lots of different things, but one kind of rule that I'm, you know, quite strict with myself on is that I've got to be consistent with it for at least, you know, a substantial amount of time before, you know, I really make a call on whether this is going to be incorporated in my life moving forwards. But yeah, again, I would love to hear, because I'm, as I said, I'm a wellness junkie. So I love hearing about things people do that kind of help them, or tools that they use, or products, or things that they, you know, put into their body. I'd love for you to share what you do personally. Come and say hello over on Instagram, Danny_Watson_coaching. And yes, I'd love to hear more. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode, ladies. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will catch you on the next episode. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.